Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad
Shepherd. Well, thank you for joining us on today's program. It is Wednesday, June 15, 2022. It's warmer and a bit sunnier today, but not oppressive. Kind of the way I like them. Time to look around the region today and check happenings for you. MOSO has a great concert planned. Mercy Medical receives its top safety grade 4 times in a row. The mayor of Springfield has a busy agenda. There is a tampon shortage affecting Massachusetts. And Mark Auerbach reviews the pre-Broadway run of Kiss My Aztec. And it's all here. Here is the forecast I hinted at. Sun and clouds, a high near 80 today. Winds are east-southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, a low of 58. The winds are 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 9. The humidity, 51%. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, MOSO, will celebrate the music of legendary composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim Thursday the 23rd at 7:30 p.m., Springfield Symphony Hall. The Sondheim celebration, conducted by Tim Stella, will feature Broadway stars Hugh Panaro and Lisa Vroman. Joining the cast are Ron Raines and Florence Lacey, who recently co-starred in the Broadway revival of Sondheim's Follies. MOSO's summer concerts continue with the return of Maestro Kevin Rhodes July 21th in a MOSO benefit concert of light classics and music of John Williams. Violinist Yevgeny Kutik, whose 2 prior solo appearances in Springfield were met with great acclaim, will perform select pieces. Tickets for both concerts? I know, get to the point, Brad. What's it going to cost? $60, $45, $25, and $10. You can get them on sale at SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. More kudos for Mercy Medical Center. Colleagues will gather tomorrow, the 16th, to celebrate the hospital's 4th consecutive A in the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade for Spring 2022. Now, this is a national distinction, recognizing Mercy Medical Center's achievements in protecting patients from preventable harm and error in the hospital. Springfield Mayor on the go today as usual. Mayor Sarno will attend his alma mater, the High School of Commerce graduation. That'll be tonight, Symphony Hall, 6 p.m., and bring greetings to the class of 2022. Then, whoosh, the mayor is off to cheer on the Springfield Thunderbirds as they continue with their Calder Cup run with an AHL Eastern Conference Finals match against the Laval Rocket. Longmeadow Town results in their election are now known. In the race for select board, incumbent candidate Mark Gold will retain his seat, joined by top vote-getter Dan Zwirko, and they will serve 3-year terms. In the race for school committee, Julie Morgan and Zach Verheiden finished as the top 2 and will serve 3-year terms. So congratulations to those who succeeded. To those who did not, thank you for your effort. A Chicopee eatery says goodbye. Bernie's Dining Depot. Yes, the railroad car is no more. The heartfelt message was, it is said that all good things must come to an end. This announcement does not make it easier to let go. It is with a very heavy heart that the long history of Bernie's Dining Depot has come to an end. We wish to thank all of our loyal customers for all of your support over the years. We will miss you all and cherish the memories of this Chicopee institution forever. So thank you, Bernie's Dining Depot. Supply chain interruptions and other issues have caused all manner of shortages. Recently, the issue, of course, was baby formula. Now, another shortage grabs attention. Tampons. Massachusetts is one of several states noting these absences on shelves. Time magazine first reported on what it had said had been a month-long tampon shortage in June, noting that a forum for D.C. area moms and Reddit both had stories from people not being able to find them. The author of the article described seeing shelves bare of tampons in New York, Massachusetts, and California. One organization, I Support the Girls, which provides menstrual hygiene for people experiencing homelessness, said they've received only half as many tampons as they did at this time last year. When it comes to period products, tampons are not the only option, but other menstrual products are becoming costly and might not be optimal for everyone. For those unable to afford period products, you might try calling 211 or going to 211.org, a service from the United Way that can help people find resources. People can also reach out to local food banks and Alliance for Period Supplies. They have a list of organizations on their website that people can contact for assistance. Mark Auerbach enjoyed a riotous night in the theater with a funny and entertaining new show called Kiss My Aztec. And he sounded much like he wanted everyone to really enjoy this, and you'll find out why. Mark?
There's lots of laughs at Hartford Stage. Kiss My Aztec, the new John Leguizamo-inspired musical, having its pre-Broadway run at Hartford Stage, is a blockbuster in the making. It takes a serious culture clash in world history, Spain, rural conquering, and colonizing Aztec culture, and through the magic of music and comedy, turns this tragedy into an uplifting, hilarious to the extreme, beautifully composed and staged, and delightfully performed show that could become the next big hot ticket in New York. Ironically, as I wrote this review on Tony Awards weekend, I realized that Kiss My Aztec will make many Best of the Year lists next year, as well as Sweet Mixtures Tony Awards. It's just that good. And to be honest, I laughed my Aztec off. Kiss My Aztec features a book by John Leguizamo and Tony Tacone, with music by Benjamin Velez and lyrics by David Camp, Velez, and Leguizamo. The musical is based on Leguizamo and Stephen Chbosky's screenplay, and the show is ably directed by Tacone, with incredible choreography by Maile Nigaglio. The staging is bright and brash. Clint Ramos' brilliant set and costumes dazzle the eyes, and this is one of the biggest productions in my memory to play Hartford Stage since Anastasia. Alexander V. Nichols' lighting design is superb. The music direction by Roberto Cigno is rhythm and flash, and a savvy band of nine makes big music. And as an FYI, Holyoke Civic Symphony's David Kidwell is quite adept on the keyboards. The script is drop-dead funny, and the music, infused by Latin rhythms, is joyous and buoyant. There are a couple of showstoppers. There's a Full Tilt production number featuring the ensemble of Aztecs preparing a human sacrifice for the gods that goes one step beyond the Book of Mormon in hilarity quotient. Desiree Rodriguez's Pilar's Lament, which evokes Grisabella in Cats and The Lady of the Lake in Spamalot, plus a flashy number winningly performed by Zee Infante with Angelia Billiard, Casey De La Cruz, and Gina Quintos as a backup trio. The choreography is a literal history of Latin dance. All the performances are awesome, and the ensemble, many of whom play multiple roles, are in sync with every beat and note along the way. Hartford Stage, bouncing back from the pandemic while trying to find its voice with new leaders at the helm, ends this transitional season at the top of its game. Kiss My Aztec has a lot of spice, a lot of innovation, and a lot of laughs. Kiss My Aztec runs through June 26th at Hartford Stage. For tickets, hartfordstage.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Well, that's it for now, and thank you very much for being with us. We'll have our next program up and running on Thursday. It'll be up online during the day and available to you day and night on demand. I expect to have Jordan Goodman with us for a very in-depth probe, very special in-depth probe of the current travails of inflation and an overall look at the economy. I hope you're with us for that. Here in East Longmeadow, I will continue to peer out over the top of the garbage on my front lawn and in my driveway as I wait for the town to straighten things out and get it removed. Also, Betty and the Patch continues its run tonight at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield. If you come, I will see you there. Thank you very much. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.